Mike, thank you so very much. We'd like to welcome our fans tonight who are tuned into the Merrimack Athletics Broadcasting Network. Remember, you can catch every Merrimack Road hockey game on WLLH AM 1400 and online via the America One Network. All home games broadcast live at MerrimackAthletics.com. Merrimack in the traveling dark blue uniforms with yellow trim. The Warriors will skate from right to left here in period number one. Maine in the home white uniforms, royal blue and black trim. The Black Bears will skate from left to right. Merrimack coached by Mark Dennehy in his seventh year. Tim Whitehead, the head coach of the Maine Black Bears. This hockey game is underway, and the opening faceoff is won by the Black Bears and is sent in behind the Maine goal. Puck is whisked around the boards. Here's Brian Finn. Lead pass over the line for Spencer Abbott. Too far. Kanata comes out of the goal to play it. He'll send the puck over to Dan Kalamatis. Kalamatis along the left wing boards, battling Diamond for it. Kalamatis will flip it out to the blue line, and Merrimack on the follow-up looking to cycle out. Valeka can't get by the blue line. Now Kalamatis will play it back deep in the Merrimack defensive zone. Merrimack won here 2-1 at Alfond Arena way back on October 7th to open the year. And then the Warriors beat the Black Bears 6-2 on January 13th at Merrimack, followed up by a 2-2 tie at Merrimack on the 14th of January. The Warriors, the only team in Hockey East that Maine did not defeat during the regular season. Puck comes around the point. Cornell, cross-ice pass, quick slap shot, blocked in front of Joe Kanata. And Ryan Flanagan brings it out of the zone for Merrimack. Flanagan red line. He'll work it over the Black Bear line. And he'll cycle in ahead on left wing. Puck is whisked around the boards by the Black Bears. Merrimack able to keep the play in deep, and a heavy hit along the boards. It'll be sent around the back. Dasher, the physical play, picking up here in the opening minutes. Puck comes out to center ice. Ellis goes back to chase for Merrimack. Ellis turns it over. Antoine with a shot. Wide of Joe Kanata. And the long rebound is controlled by Merrimack. Out to center ice. Here's Toomey from the red line. Toomey lost the puck. Antoine trying to bring it back in. Ellis will meet him at the blue line. Gets it over to Collins. Collins from the red line will send one in wide of Dan Sullivan. And a foot race to the corner. Black Bears will jump on the loose puck. John Swavely works the puck. Out to center ice. Maine attacks left to right. Here's Liedermark going to the left wing corner. Klaus Liedermark, who scored the only Maine goal here on October 7th. Looking for Swavely in behind the Merrimack. That puck popped right out in front. And the loose puck is out to center ice. Maine tried to center it. No one there to collect. They've got to go back into their D zone to play it. O'Connor up to Swavely. Swavely over the Merrimack line. Dumped it in. Bigos breaks it up. Kyle from the red line will work one in wide of Dan Sullivan in the goal for Maine. And the Black Bears will get on to chase it. Bryce O'Connor, who scored the goal last Saturday to beat UNH, dumps it in behind the Merrimack goal. And Joe Kanata will set it up behind the Warrior net. Merrimack skates from right to left. Bigos controls the puck. Long clear out. Quinn Gould at center. Trying to work it across the line. Maine will send it back in. Pass picked off. Bigos long strides over the main line. Bigos works to the right circle. Now we'll go to the corner. Centering pass. Sullivan got a stick on that. Knocks it out to the point. Stolery with a drive. Tipped wide. And a big hit in front of the main goal. And no penalty called. Black Bears work it out left to right. Out to center ice. Here's a pass over the line. Kyle Beattie. Right circle. Beattie works on Stolery. In behind the Merrimack goal. Beattie stops and looks. He'll work it back up on top. They get it over to Cornell. Right point shot. Blocked by Singleton. Beautiful block by Singleton outside the line. Puck sent in wide of Joe Kanata. Joe will stop it behind the goal. 3 minutes played, first period. Game one of the Hockey East quarterfinals from Alfond Arena in Orono, Maine. Delighted to have you with us on this Friday night. Here's Todd over the line, left circle. Drop pass out to center ice. It'll be taken there by Dan Kalamatis. He'll work it into the main zone, and we have our first whistle. Mike, 3:09 in, no score.
Well, we saw a big hit that was there in front. The Warriors trying to get a tip in front. Didn't see who it was that got knocked down, but I certainly thought it could have been a call against the Black Bears, look possibly an interference, but maybe a sign that they're going to let the boys play a little bit more than they have been during the regular season. We'll have to see. We have no score. 16-51 to play in the first.
Faceoff at center ice. Jesse Todd will do the honors for Merrimack. He'll draw with Brian Flynn. And Flynn will sweep one in wide of Joe Kanata. Ellis will go down to chase it for Merrimack. Black Bears will jump on the puck right circle. Diamond lays one out in front. Pass broken up. Out to the point. Hegarty rolls one wide of the Merrimack goal. Haywood is there. He'll swipe it around the boards. Nemec on the half wall will try to send one in behind the Merrimack net. Black Bears set it up far wall. Up on top, Hegarty slap shot. Through a screen. Joe Kanata right there. Joe makes the save. 3:32 gone down by here in the first period, scoreless.
And that's the top line for Maine, generating some offense. Of course, one of the things that the Warriors want to do is force that line to play more of the time in their own end than in the Warriors' end, but that time they're able to do a good job, win some battles in the corner, dig the puck out. Jordan Hayward did a nice job there, by the way, on a pass into the slot, lifting the stick of Brian Flynn. Otherwise, he would have had a good scoring chance from right between the dots.
All right, face off deep in the Merrimack zone. Kalamanis controlling the puck. Warriors work it up the boards. And Singleton will knock the puck out to center ice. Black Bears go down to play it in their defensive end. And now out to center ice. A lead pass. Kalamanis got a stick on it. Puck deflects out of play.
You know, one of the things I like watching that play there, Elliot Sheen. You talk about needing leadership from your seniors. And Sheen's one of the guys they're going to get it from. He's got the stick right up there on O'Neill as the pass comes over. You can't give these guys any room. You got to be right on top of them. Part of that means even if you're a few steps away, you get the stick out, it brings you that much closer, and he's able to break that play up. A great play by Sheen.
Faceoff will come outside the Merrimack blue line. The Maine Black Bears able to win the faceoff. Black Bears send it down into the Merrimack zone. Bigos there to get a stick on. Bigos looking to clear. Lidermark has the puck for the Black Bears indeed. Lidermark battling Bigos. Kyle will take him off the puck. Loose puck taken over by Bly. He'll work it over to Bigos. Bigos shovels it in behind the Merrimack net. Demers skates it up to Mansfield at center ice. Mansfield from the red line. Diagonal jump. Elliot Sheen has the puck over skated. Swavely has the puck coming back the other way for Maine. He'll backhand in one in wide of Joe Cannata. Cannata comes out of the goal to save it for Simone Demers. He's seeing a lot of playing time as of late for the Warriors. Demers surveys the situation. Merrimack will attack right to left. Warriors have it. Toomey with a cross-ice feed. Bigos red line. He'll sweep one in. Wide of Dan Sullivan. Mark Dennehy sends out some fresh troops here. As the Black Bears will skate deep in their zone with it. It's controlled by Stu Higgins, second line center. Merrimack breaks up the play. They send one in wide of the Black Bear net. And Maine able to cycle down ice. Ellis will give chase to Merrimack. Will this be an icing? No, they wave it off. Ellis deep in the right corner, looking to make a play. Puck is fought for. Up the wall it comes. Here's Matt Mangine working one in behind the Merrimack goal. Higgins, he takes a bump from Haywood. Ellis will ride his man to the boards. Puck is fought for behind the Merrimack goal. Ellis looking to get it out of there. Toomey in there to help. Puck comes free out toward the circle. Back up on top now. It comes over to O'Connor near point. O'Connor shot to a screen just wide. Long rebound out to center. Puck is swept back in by Nick Pryor. In behind the Merrimack goal. There's Collins with it. Collins sweeps it ahead to Toomey from the red line. 2-on-2 across the main line. Toomey works it over to Myers. And we're going to have an offside here. We'll bring the faceoff back out. 14:35 to go in the first. No score.
A little extra dipsy-doo there by Toomey and Myers. And play ends up going offside. So the draw will come. Where are they going to call it? It should be outside the main zone, I would think, with 14:35 to play in the first. And no score. Shots unofficially are 1-1 apiece.
Well, we'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scores as well. Nothing to report as of yet. That UMass-BC game will be at 7:30 tonight, as that game is going to be televised on the NBC Sports Network. Providence and Lowell are underway now in the first. No score. Providence leads that series 1-0. And UNH and BU are underway at Agganis. That game also scoreless in the first period. Mike, I'll tell you, it's hard to handicap this first round. So many even matchups.
Yeah, you know, I will say I was surprised at Providence beating Lowell last night. Lowell just seemed to take care of them easily last weekend, and I knew Providence was getting Tim Schala back. I didn't know how much of an impact that would make, but of course it certainly helps their depth and adds to their depth. But the other thing, too, is it's tough to beat a team 3 or 4 times in a row, and that's what Lowell's going to have to do to win that series. But now that they've lost this one, they find themselves, you know, they got to win tonight. Otherwise, they're out of the tournament. Doesn't mean they're out of the NCAAs. Could still make the NCAA tournament, but they've solidified their position if they do win this weekend. But if Lowell wins tonight, they'll force a game 3, and that'll be not tomorrow, but Sunday.
And that would be Sunday at 4 o'clock at Saunders Center. Here's Parker looking to lay one across the goal mouth for Maine. Baleka works it in low for Carl Stollery. Stollery works it up the boards. Pass broken up. Quick shot from the point. Cannata to save. Traffic in front of Joe. Ryan Hickerty fired that shot. The senior from Arlington, Mass. Now we've got some pushing and shoving in front of Joe Cannata. And we have 14-14 to go here in the first period. We are still scoreless here at Alfond Arena.
Certainly one thing to watch. You know Maine's going to try to get some bodies in there on Kanata, and really both teams are going to try to do that, get traffic around the opposing goaltender. Kanata didn't like something about what Beattie did. He gave him a little push there, and there was some pushing and shoving involved there. Nothing called, however, and a draw comes to the right of Joe Kanata with 14-14 to go in the first, and still no score. Shots are now 2-1 Maine, and Maine certainly had the better of the chances, even though the shots are only 2-1. They've had a few shots that went just wide or got blocked out front. They've had the puck in the zone more than Merrimack has had, so I'd give the edge in play to Maine in this first 5:50, 5:46 of the game.
Incidentally, if you'd like to hear a replay of this entire playoff series, you can do so if you go to my blog, which is, I'll give you the address in just a moment at the next whistle. We're going to have the complete series where you can click and listen to the rebroadcast. So we'll give you that information in just a moment. That's dumped in wide of the main goal. Hegarty plays it ahead to Diamond. Diamond works it into the Merrimack zone. And now Spencer Abbott, the leading scorer in the country. Abbott looking to center. Kanata pinning it against the post. Merrimack will work it back down ice. Abbott is so dangerous.
I think that was Diamond got a stick on that, trying to beat Kanata short side. Not sure if Kanata saw that or if he didn't make the save. Either way, it was a big save, kept it scoreless.
There's a long dump in, and Joe Kanata makes the save on a dump from center ice. It's scoreless with 13:31 to go in the first period. And the blog address, Jay Leahy Broadcaster at blogspot.com. We'll have the entire playoff series up online, Mike, for anybody who wants to listen to the replay of it. That's jayleahybroadcaster.blogspot.com.
Certainly think Maine's had the better start here early on, even though it's scoreless, and the top line for Maine has been able to, every shift that they've been on the ice, they have been able to at least get the puck to the net once, and certainly that's what they want to do.
Shots are 4-1 Maine, as the puck is knocked into the Black Bears zone. Puck knocked down with a high stick. The territorial edge goes to the Black Bears here in the early going. 13:24 to go in the first period. And of course, the overtime rules different in the playoffs. If we're still tied, we do not have a 5-minute overtime, but we'll make ice and play a 20-minute overtime, and we'll keep playing until somebody wins. Faceoff will come in the main zone to Dan Sullivan's right, Sean Bates. They look to win the faceoff from Merrimack. Will O'Neill sends it around the boards for Cornell. And Cornell with a high backhand flip out to center ice. Parker, nice drop pass. Here's Szymanski. Drop pass shots. Kanata will save. Black Bears tried to go up high. A slap shot off the stick of Kyle Beattie. Kanata got an arm on that. Now Merrimack will control the puck. Cornell breaks it up. He'll send one in wide of the Merrimack goal. Quinn Gould has it. Gould in the middle to Sheen. Sheen from the red line. He'll send one in. Dan Sullivan goes down with a catching glove to make the save. Sullivan leaves it behind the goal, and Szymanski will look to work it up ice for Maine. This is Klaus Liedermark sending it behind the net to Cornell. 7:15 gone by in the first. Scoreless at Alfond Arena. Game one of the Hockey East quarterfinals between Merrimack and Maine. Swavely goes to the left corner. Stollery right there with him. Puck in behind the Merrimack goal, and Kalamatas takes over the loose puck. He'll send one up ahead. Toomey, cross ice pass picked off. Merrimack able to control it, though. Collins works it in across the line. Dan Sullivan out of the goal to sweep it around the boards. Myers will pinch on the far wall. Centering pass broken up. And the Black Bears will cycle it to the line. Not out. Merrimack looking to set up Toomey in the slot. That pass goes astray, and the Black Bears knock it out to center ice. Puck worked in deep. Connor Toomey controlling for Merrimack. He'll sweep it around the boards for Josh Myers. Far wall. Myers pass broken up. Kept in the zone by Maine, but Merrimack able to work it back outside the line. Black Bears bring it in offside. Now Toomey pushing and shoving with Mangine in the Merrimack defensive zone.
11:57 to go. Now first period. No score and some words still between Toomey and Mangine. We may have penalties here. I think that referee Kevin Keenan was going to let it go, but Toomey and Mangine continued at it, so they're going to go to the box. These penalties will come at 8:03. Matching minors, it'll open up the ice a bit. We'll skate four aside for the next 2 minutes.
So Toomey and Mangine are out, 8:03. will be the time of the penalties and the first penalties of the game. I want to remind you that tonight's Merrimack Valley Federal Credit Union Spotlight on Athletics shines on the women's lacrosse team. They are ranked 12th in the country in the preseason poll. Merrimack opens its season tomorrow against St. Anselm at 1 o'clock at Merrimack. Good luck to the women's lacrosse team this season. John Leahy with Mike Macnick here at Alfond Arena. We have a scoreless tie, 11:57 to go here in the first period. Hitting after the whistle, as you can hear from our public address announcer here. Toomey and Manji hitting after the whistle at 8:03. Shots on goal, 4-2 for the Black Bears. And Brian Flynn will draw for the Black Bears on this upcoming faceoff. He'll work against Jesse Todd. Faceoff here won by the Warriors. Comes to Ryan Flanagan. Flanagan, left circle. He'll dump one in wide of the main goal. And battle, Jesse Todd gets to it first. Todd looking to make a play from behind the main goal. Todd comes out of the corner with it, but he's harassed from behind. Puck is punched around the near side wall, and the Black Bears will swipe it out to center ice. Bigos picks it off at the red line. Slap shot. Saved by Sullivan. He'll stick the puck to the near side wall. Cornell works it around the far side for Maine. And the Black Bears will work at the center ice. Veleka trying to sweep at it. Flynn brings it in across the line. Flynn, right circle shot. Kanata the save. He bats at the rebound with his stick and knocks it to the right corner. And Merrimack will control the puck behind their goal. 1:16 left on the Miners to Toomey and Mangine. We have 11:10 to go in the first. No score. Game one of the Hockey East quarterfinals here at Alfond Arena in Orono, Maine. Bigos lobs one into the right corner. Bates first on the scene, looking for Veleka behind the goal. Veleka looking for Bates. Pass broken up. Maine will bring it back down ice. And the Black Bears' Joey Diamond crosses the red line over the Merrimack line. We have a whistle. Offside's going to be the call. Merrimack catches a break there. 55 seconds left on the dual Miners. 10:51 to go in the first. No score.
Yeah, Parker had too much of the head of steam, and he was ahead of the play there with Diamond carrying the puck. So this draw will come outside the line. 55 seconds left on the matching penalties. 10:51 to go in the first period. No score. The shots are 5-3 Maine.
Draw one by Merrimack. Here's Myers over the line. He's got room. Slap shot. Save. Sullivan. Rebound out to Haywood with a drive. And Sullivan right there to make the save. Two best chances of the night for Merrimack. Myers with good speed, Mike. Sullivan makes two good saves.
That's right. They won the draw that was outside the Warriors zone. The puck came back into the side across ice. And Myers was off to the races. He grabbed the puck, skated up the right side, fired a shot from the right circle. Sullivan kicked the rebound all the way back out to the right point, and Haywood put that one on net as well. Certainly looked, I mean, you had Bigos taking a shot from center ice earlier. It looks like they are trying to get the puck there as much as they can and quickly.
Shot by Ellis off the faceoff is wide of the goal. Maine will control the loose puck. Hegarty will attack from left to right. Hegarty from the red line over the Merrimack line. Hegarty on a backhand, saved by Joe Cannata. Joe will hang on for the faceoff. No rebound there as some pushing and shoving in front of the Merrimack goal. We will have a whistle. We have 10.5 to go here in the first period. We are scoreless.
Long series, of course, and as far as the Warriors go, the only really one injury, Carter Mattson, of course, he's out for the remainder of the season with the broken ankle that he suffered back in January against UNH. He's here, by the way, watching the game. He did make a trip with the team on crutches, but certainly serving as a source of inspiration. I saw him up there after the team did their pregame warm-up and workout. They came over, and he got right up and hobbled over, and he was there giving a fist bump to everybody. Good to see.
All right, here's a quick one-timer from the near circle by Szymanski, and the shot is blocked. Carl Stollery takes it in behind the Merrimack goal. Warriors attack right to left. Stollery work it back into the Merrimack defensive zone. 10:15 to go in the first. No score. Merrimack and Maine. Warriors attack over the main line, and Kalamatis tried to bring it into the Black Bears zone. Broken up by Maine. They'll work it back into the Merrimack end. Stollery will skate it up to the red line. Carl Stollery over the line. Works to the left side. He'll bump one in behind Hegarty. And Hegarty will send the puck up to the far wall. Teams back at full strength. The penalties to Toomey and Mangine have expired. Merrimack looking to clear the puck ahead. It winds up in the main bench. So we have a whistle with 9:52 to go here in the first period. We are still scoreless. Shots are 6-5 in favor of Maine.
Well, the benches here at Maine are right next to each other. We'll see more of this in the second period, but sometimes the players will bump into each other like they did just then. Nemec and Kalamanis each going off the ice and turn and looked at each other. Have to wonder, you know, sometimes one of those things may develop into something, but, you know, it's certainly one of the quirks, I guess, of playing here at this rink, the fact that the two benches are literally right next to each other across the ice from us.
All right, face off here, won by the Warriors. Up to center ice, Sheen. Oh, what a heavy hit he took right in front of the main bench, and that gets the crowd going. That was Joey Diamond who laid that hit on Sheen. Elliott brings it across the line. Sheen looking to work the puck to the edge of the right circle. Now Bly sends it around the boards. Mansfield looking to make a play. It comes around the boards. Diamond into the Merrimack zone. Ellis fell down, but able to recover. Brendan will sweep the puck out to center ice. Mansfield from the red line over the Black Bear line. He'll take a slap shot. Blocked by Cornell to the corner. Will O'Neill is battled by Rhett Bly. Merrimack looking to center. Broken up into the center of the rink. Merrimack try to cross ice pass. Picked up. Diamond. Odd man rush. Back down ice. Diamond shot. Save. Canada. Rebound. He's covered up. And that started with a turnover in the main zone. Merrimack turned the puck over. That led to an odd man rush. And now we have pushing and shoving Mansfield and Flynn in front of Joe Canada.
Boy, two big saves by Canada there with Diamond leading the rush up ice. And had a couple shots in on Canada from the slot. Canada made maybe his two biggest saves of the first period right there to keep it scoreless. 9:07 to go, and you're right, that all started with a bad Warrior turnover. Jordan Hayward from the right boards trying to center it, trying to get it all the way across ice, and was picked off right in the slot by the Black Bears, and they came up ice quickly.
So we'll have a face-off just outside the Merrimack blue line. Alex Chiasson with a goal for BU at 14:39 to the first. BU with a 1-0 lead over UNH at Aganis Arena. Face-off will come outside the Merrimack blue line. Sean Bates will take the face-off for the Warriors. He will draw against Klaus Liedermark, who scored the only goal for the Black Bears back in October. And that 2-1 Merrimack win. False start here. Bates and Liedermark are going to be waved out. And now Singleton will move in to take the face-off against Swavely. 9:07 to go in the first. We are scoreless. One minor penalty to each team so far. Here's Liedermark into the Merrimack zone. Quick snapshot. Block. Liedermark follows his rebound up. Looking for Swavely. Swavely works it around the boards. Liedermark with a shot. Block. Out to the point. Pryor a shot. Block. And O'Connor keeps it in. Boy, Merrimack doing a great job blocking shots. And Singleton looks to cycle out of the zone. He will. Bryce O'Connor matched up with Singleton at the red line. And Singleton with a backhand flip. We have a penalty coming here. And it's going to go against Maine. Canada was skating to the bench for the extra attacker. And they may get Swavely here, Mike. 11:24 will be the time. The first power play of the night will go to the Merrimack Warriors.
I'm looking to see who it is. The Warrior is down there. He's still down and being attended to.
I believe that's Sheen.
I was going to say I had the feeling that that might have been the case, especially knowing that, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, the whole upper body, lower body thing, they haven't really wanted to get into it too much. And
actually, it's Bates. I'm sorry.
You're right. It is Bates. And, yeah, he certainly got his bell rung there at center ice. We'll see what the call is. They don't have anything on the board yet.
Well, Bates is on one knee.
Yeah, it's right in front of us, you know, so the way the glass is, it's from the penalty box, it's kind of tough to see until he does get up. But trainer Alan Del Valle is out there. Kyle Bigos was over there quickly to help out. And we'll see. They're attending to Sean Bates right now.
And Bates is now getting to his feet. And Kyle.
Contact to the head, elbowing is going to be the call made by referee Jeff Bunyan.
Swavely, 5-minute penalty. Swavely is done for the night. A major on John Swavely, and Bates is going to be helped off to the locker room.
Yeah, you got to wonder. I mean, the way he's being helped off here, it certainly doesn't look good. Bigos is there with Alan Del Valle, the trainer, and they're helping Bates off. Contact to the head, elbowing by Swavely at 11:24.
And we will keep an eye on the Bates situation. If and when Sean comes back, we will let you know. But Swavely goes out for 5 minutes. He is done for the night. And Merrimack, not only do they get the game's first power play, Mike, but it will be a 5-minute advantage. Warrior power play during the regular season, 28 for 154, 18.2%. Maine on the PK, Black Bears 125 for 157, 79%. Let's see what Merrimack can do on the power play here, the game's first. Flanagan, far boards, looking to work at right corner. Baleka, he's taken down.
Hit from behind, not called on Nemec there. Could have been a 5-on-3.
Here's Stonery behind the Merrimack goal. Warriors have played with great discipline so far. Let's see what they do on the game's first power play. Flanagan slides one in. Wide of the main goal. And the Black Bears will send it around the near side wall. Flanagan will pinch. Out to the point, Stollery from the left point. Works the puck to the near circle. Jesse Todd looking to get it back to Stollery. And Maine steals, and they'll clear it down ice to Joe Canada. 8 minutes to go in the first. We're scoreless. Merrimack on a 5-minute power play. Swavely, contact to the head, elbowing Major. Here's Baleka over the main line. Cross ice pass, Collins. Collins holding, far circle. Collins stops, looks to work it. Back to the point, he will. There's Haywood over to Carl Stollery. Stollery works it in the middle to Haywood. Haywood now over to Stollery. He'll advance at center point, shot to a screen, save Sullivan. Rebound, Myers jumps on it to the near side wall. Haywood working it in low for Mike Collins. And Toomey jumps on the puck right corner. Toomey will send it around the boards. Haywood was out of position. Merrimack has to chase back into their defensive zone.
Well, Toomey's got to be aware of that situation there before sending the puck around like that. He had the puck in good position there in the corner, but sent it all the way around without looking, and Haywood wasn't in position to be able to keep it in the zone.
Now Collins dumps one in behind the main goal. Bigos with a heavy hit. Gaia looking to send one around the boards, and Maine will control it. Here's Nemec. Nemec with a flip to the Merrimack line. Toomey down to play it. Shots on goal are 8-6. Check that, 6-6. With 6:56 to go in the first, no score. Merrimack on the game's first power play. Out to the point it comes. Bigos couldn't make a play on it. He lost the handle. Maine comes down ice with a 2-on-1. Parker moving in with a shot. With Canada to save. Higgins was with him as well. Now Bigos jumps on the loose puck. Kyle works at the Collins across the red line, over the main line. Collins near circle. Gets it back to the point. Here's Bigos holding. Bigos slides it over to Toomey. Toomey back up on top. Bigos left point. Bigos cross ice speed. Comes to Carl Stollery. Stollery slides it past to Collins. Back up on top. Stollery gets it under control. Over to Bigos. Bigos shot high over the net. Sullivan went down to block it. Stollery keeps it at the right point. There's a backhand dump picked off by Maine. And cleared down ice wide of Joe Canada. 6:09 to go in the first. 2.5 left on the major penalty against John Swavely. Here's a bad turnover in front. Flynn dives it in front. Shot wide. Oh, a terrible turnover there by the Warriors. And Merrimack was very lucky that puck didn't get in the net. Now Carl Stollery. Back up ice. There's a pass for Baleka. Now Flanagan works it. In low for Baleka. Back over to Flanagan. Flanagan sends it over to Jesse Todd. Todd off the boards up top to Haywood. Haywood cross ice Stollery. Stollery works it back over to Haywood. Along the blue line. Haywood's pass blocked by Flynn. He gets it back. Over to Todd. Todd moving it with a shot. High and wide. Long rebound. Stollery will pinch along the wall. Maine able to clear out of the zone.
Yeah, the danger on those shots, by the way, they've taken a couple of them on this power play, is the puck, if you miss the net like they have, the puck caroms all the way around the boards and out of the zone, or at least that time right to a main player is able to get it out of the zone.
Ellis to Baleka over the line. Odd man rush. Todd cross ice was behind Flanagan. Flanagan works it back up on top. Ellis with a slap shot block in front. Maine will cycle to the blue line. Ellis keeps it in with a skate. Now Flanagan works it low left corner. Flanagan on the half wall up on top. Ellis left point. Ellis cross ice Bigos. Bigos cycles it in behind the main goal. It comes to Baleka. Baleka over to Todd. Todd fell down and Maine is able to get it out of the zone. Here's Mangi. Over to Diamond. Diamond, far circle. Diamond cuts in on Bigos. Bigos takes him out of the play.
Dive by Diamond. It's a dive by Diamond. It should have been called.
Well, fans wanted a penalty on Bigos, but it wasn't called. Here's Collins in the middle of Toomey. Toomey between the circles. Works it in front. Cross-ice pass broken up by Collins. Collins, far circle. Collins, hold it. Shooting door! Mike Collins scores on the power play. 52 seconds left on the major. And Merrimack takes a 1-0 lead. We have some pushing and shoving after the whistle, but Collins will get the goal after Diamond looked like he embellished that play down the other end. And Collins picks up the score. It's going to be goal number 10 for Mike Collins.
See what we've got here. We've got a player going off for each club. It looks like Cornell for Maine and Toomey for the Warriors. Question is, did it affect the goal? I don't think so. Now, it shouldn't affect the manpower either, because it's a 5-on-4 advantage for the Warriors. Assuming the goal does count here, it'll be 1-0 Merrimack, and the way they're facing off at center ice, it looks like it. Collins with the shot there from the right circle, and I'll tell you, I think that Diamond trying to dive in the offensive zone, trying to draw Collins, Big O's hurt them because it led to the Warriors having an odd man rush coming back the other way. That's a play where Joey Diamond doing stuff like that can hurt his team, and he did it there.
Well, the extracurricular activity came right after the goal was scored, so it is going to be a 1-0 Merrimack lead. Mike Collins picking up the score for Merrimack, and get you the particulars here for Mike Collins. Mike Collins picking up goal number 10 on the year. That is his second career goal against the Black Bears. And some hitting after the whistle, resulting in a minor penalty on both teams. We still have 30 seconds to go on the Swavely Major. And the puck is down in the Merrimack zone. Now, Kanata will leave it there. Merrimack will start the attack from right to left. Carl Stollery. Stollery out at center ice. Cross-ice pass that comes to Bly, looking for open ice. Bly down the left boards, looking to make a play. Puck chopped along the wall. Nance Beal looking for Stollery and comes outside the line. There's Kalamata back to play it behind the Merrimack net. Now the Warriors attack from right to left behind their goal. There's Bly with it. Bly out to center ice. Bly from the red line over the main line. Bly works it into the main zone. The penalty is up. The major, that is. Black Bears work it out of the zone. Ellis takes his man down. Penalty coming on me.
I think that's a dive too, but it's going to get called, you know, right after the Warriors had the major. I tell you, Maine's diving all over the ice in this first period. The official's going to have to get a hold of it sooner or later.
Ellis goes out. Beattie was tripped, according to our officials. 16:35 will be the time. And the Maine Black Bears, with their top-ranked power play in the nation, will go to work for the first time. Ellis for tripping at 16:35.
How about they announce the goal as being scored by Bates? Where, how do you do that? From the locker room?
That's obviously Collins' goal. And against Maine, Mike Collins now has scored a total of... up here in just a moment. Collins with his second career goal against Maine in 7 games, and he picks up his 24th career goal.
It's an assist, by the way. So it's Collins from Toomey, and Collins, by the way, with his 10th goal, becomes now the third Warrior to reach double digits in goals. Remember that last year they had 7 players hit double digits, and Collins was one of those.
UNH now up 2-1 over BU at Aganis after 1. Lowell has a 1-0 lead over Providence after 1, and UMass and BC, they'll be getting underway at 7:30.
So here we go, nation's top-ranked power play, Maine, 28%. They have allowed 9 shorthanded goals this year, though, so have to keep an eye on that.
Faceoff deep in the Merrimack zone. Circle of Joe Kanata's right. Maine wins the faceoff. It comes back up on top. Spencer Abbott, right point. Abbott holds. He'll send one cross ice. Brian Flynn moves him with a shot. Blocked in front. Merrimack will look to clear. And the Warriors do get the puck down ice. Nice job by Carl Stollery to send that puck down ice.
And a nice job, Jesse Todd, the one who blocked that first shot. And the puck came over. Stollery was patient, waited for the puck, and cleared it.
Here's O'Neill over to Abbott. Right circle. Abbott looking back to Flynn. He missed the pass. And the Black Bears have to go all the way back into their defensive zone to play it. Dan Sullivan will save it for Will O'Neill. Mike Collins with the score for Merrimack. Warriors up on top 1-0 here in the Hockey East quarterfinal.
And remember, when the Warriors score first, they've only lost once all year. 14-1-5.
All right, Maine controls the puck inside the blue line. It comes over to Spencer Abbott. Abbott works the puck edge of the far circle for Brian Flynn. Flynn with 1:09 to go in the power play. Back up on top. Abbott with a slap shot. That puck is deflected up and over the net. Now Joey Diamond for Maine will work it back out to the point. Will O'Neill controls. O'Neill, the Winnipeg Jet strap choice. Cross ice, slap shot, block. Merrimack will cycle to the line and out to center ice.
That's Elliot Sheen there getting in the lane, blocking that shot. That's what you got to do against Maine. Before the game, Mark Denny, he talked about gapping up, and they're doing a nice job of it here on the point men for the Black Bears.
Abbott works it around the back wall. Haywood battling for Merrimack. Flynn sends it around the boards for the Black Bears. Puck comes back up on top. Spencer Abbott inside the blue line. Abbott stops and cuts, works the puck to his left. Flynn cross ice. O'Neill one-timer blocked by Kanata. Beautiful save by Joe Kanata.
That rebound came right out on the stick of Flynn. He was about to take a shot, and the puck was swiped away from him by Kyle Singleton the length of the ice.
1:47 to go in the first. Astolari, a great hit on Beattie in the Merrimack D zone. And now the puck is out to the blue line. Center point, Pryor slaps one wide. Long rebound, loose in the slot. Spencer Rabbit jumps on it, but he's taken out of the play. Flanagan trying to clear. Kept in by Szymanski. Top of the circle shot, blocked by Joe Cannata. Flanagan will swipe it out. Here's Ellis just out of the penalty box. He'll send one in on Dan Sullivan. Save is made. Sullivan will work it in behind the main goal. Just over a minute to play in the first. 1:15 to go, in fact. Merrimack leading by a score of 1-0. Here's Nemec into the Merrimack zone. Dumped in wide of Joe Cannata. Kyle Bigos down to play it for the Warriors. Here's Rhett Ply grabbing it in behind the Merrimack goal. It comes over to Connor Toomey. Toomey across the red line, moving it in. Now Collins, far circle. Collins moves in behind the main goal. Mike will take a bump. Now Myers in to try to help force the issue. And the Black Bears jump on the loose puck. They clear it to center, broken up by Ply. Ply works it into the main zone, and making the save is Dan Sullivan. He'll save it for Nemec. Nemec with 40 seconds to go in the first period. He'll set it up over to Klaus Lidemark. Lidemark to the red line. Lidemark with a flip in wide of the Merrimack goal. Demers there to play it. Demers will flip it out of the zone. And down to play it is Bryce O'Connor for the Black Bears. O'Connor works one cross ice. O'Neill with a high flip into the Merrimack zone. It'll be sent in wide of Joe Cannata. Icing the call here. 17 seconds to go in the first. Mike, 1-0 Merrimack. And what do we have coming up in our first intermission tonight?
Well, before the game, we talked with Warrior Associate Head Coach Glenn Stewart previewing this series. So we'll give a listen to that interview. You'll want to stay tuned. It was a pretty good one.
All right, 17 seconds to go here in period number one.
It's got a lot more to do, by the way, with the fact that Glenn was being interviewed than the fact that I was doing it. But either way, you know, it's been a while since we had a chance to talk to Glenn, so we wanted to do that.
All right, face-off won by the Warriors. Toomey works it back up on top to Haywood. Haywood cycles it behind the goal to Singleton. Singleton battling for it with O'Neill. Puck sent around the dasher. Black Bears will work the puck out to center ice. That's pretty much going to do it for the first period. Ellis will go down and touch up. We will have one more face-off as it's an icing call against Maine, so we'll bring the face-off back into the Black Bear end. But 2.8 seconds to go in the first. 1-0 Merrimack.
And we'll try to see if we can get an update for you between periods on the condition of Sean Bates as he was hit by John Swavely with a high, hard elbow, who Swavely ended up getting a major and ejected from the game. So Bates has been in the locker room since then. We'll let you know as soon as we know what his condition is and how he is.
Face off to Sullivan's right. Flanagan and Lidemark will take the face off. And Flanagan looking to win the draw. Puck is tied up. Collins backhander in front shot. Oh, Todd had a shot from the lower edge of the near circle right at the buzzer. Dan Sullivan with a nice save to keep the puck out of the net.
Words being exchanged here between the Black Bears and Warriors there at the whistle. I'm not really sure why. It almost looked like they took exception with the shot by Todd, but heck, Todd almost scored a goal there. He had Sullivan there. He got the rebound off the backhander by Collins and nearly scored just before the buzzer to make it 2-0. But either way, John, I thought a slow start for the Warriors. The Black Bears carried the play, and really everything turned on that major penalty by Swavely. If the Black Bears wanted to try to send some sort of a message with physical play in the first period, I think they may have overdone it a bit and hurt themselves as the Warriors got on the board first, and they take a 1-0 lead into the locker room on the power play goal by Mike Collins.
So we are going to step aside. We have come to our first intermission here at Alphand Arena in Orono, Maine. Our score after one period in game one of the Hockey East quarterfinals, it's the Merrimack Warriors 1 and the Maine Black Bears 0. And we invite you to stick around for intermission number one, and that's coming up next. You're listening to Merrimack Warrior Hockey right here on MerrimackAthletics.com. Into the ice.